Good morning, my friends. It is time once again for the Morning Mindset. I hope you are ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God so that it can fuel you throughout the day today. Let's not get all caught up thinking about tomorrow or next week or what's coming. Let's just think about what's before us today, because today is what matters. Today's the day when we get to live by the power of the Spirit of God. I want to start out by asking you a question. Have you ever had a situation in your life where something so amazingly and unbelievably good happened in your life that you just didn't know what to say? I mean, you're dumbfounded. That's the word. Have you ever had a situation like that? I've had quite a few. I remember one time when my oldest son was just a tiny little baby and my wife had had this heart condition occur just out of nowhere. Her heart was not beating at the full rate of beats that the heart is supposed to beat. I hope that makes sense. And she was hospitalized immediately, put into the emergency room, moved into intensive care, all kinds of things like that. And we amassed quite a financial burden from that, as you might imagine. And long story short, her heart condition was miraculously healed, we believe, to the point that she's never had an issue with it again here some 30 years later. But the thing that I'm thinking of that was so dumbfounding to me was the way the financial situation was taken care of. We had the opportunity to be included in a discount program that the state we lived in was providing for certain people who met certain requirements, and we fell under that. And every bit of our hospitalization and medical bills with doctors and radiologists and anesthesiologists and all that kind of stuff was covered right up, or should I say, right down to the penny of what we had saved. So in other words, the amount we had to pay was exactly the amount we had saved in our savings account. And I remember being dumbfounded. I just didn't know what to say. And I feel like that is where the Apostle Paul is in Romans chapter 31. Or rather, Romans 8, 31, I should say. There's not 31 chapters in the book of Romans. Romans 8, 31 brings us to a place where the Apostle Paul has just unpacked a ton of theological truth. Wonderful things that happen to us and for us because of Jesus Christ. And he's just finished talking about them in the most incredible terms. And then in verse 31, he says, "What then shall we say to these things?" Don't you get the feeling he's just kind of overwhelmed with the amazing truths that God has revealed to him? He says, what then? What are we supposed to say to this kind of glory, this kind of amazing truth? And he gives an answer to his own question. He says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Now, I want you to stop for a moment and think about that statement. Paul is saying that the truths he's just revealed to us in the previous verses demonstrate that God is for us. They demonstrate it without any doubt. The God of the universe, the one who spoke everything into creation and keeps it moving, keeps the universe spinning, that God is for us. Stop and say that to yourself for just a moment. God is for me. And let's emphasize it a little bit differently. He is for you. He's on your side. Not that he's taking sides and squabbles and things like that. You know, we could have a discussion about that, but that's not the point Paul's making here. He's saying that God is not your enemy if you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ. God is not angry at you, ready to bring down the hammer of judgment and punishment. God is for you. He's pushing for your good. He's working all things together for your good, as Paul has revealed in Romans 8, 28. So be encouraged today, my brothers and sisters. As you prepare for this day, let that dumbfounding truth overwhelm you. And tell a friend about the Morning Mindset and join me again tomorrow as we continue in Romans chapter 8.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.